This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was recalculating the expansion of the universe the other day, and was wondering if we could use that to justify a lot split on the property you just helped me buy.
That is very funny. And Stephen Hawking's, he was just in the paper celebrating a birthday or something, and 70, and didn't realize that he got Hodgkin's Lou Gehrig's disease when he was 21 years old, but then it was much later in life that he had an emergency tracheotomy that lost his vocal voice box, which caused him to use the computer, synthesized voice. So people would come up to him and say, "Are you Stephen Hawking?" And he would respond, "No, I get confused like that all the time." I'm not too many people that look like him. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're going to dedicate today's program to Bob Weeding. I'm looking at his memorial I went to it this past Friday, and he was a real estate agent since 1983, really great friend, guy, dad, grandfather, husband. And funny, though, this very photogenic guy, I'm sure you've seen his picture in the paper many times, but it's listed formally as Robert Weeding Jr., but he never let anyone call him Robert. It was Bob. No one kind of caught that. I just saw that for the first time. So, wonderful family. We'll miss Bob Weeding a whole lot. Today's guest joining me in the third segment, just past the half-hour break, is syndicated columnist Dan Walters. And we're going to talk about some interesting real estate, the Redevelopment Agency. Controlling real estate, funding real estate, development, their demise, and what the topic is and what it might mean. Santa Barbara, the mayor was quoted as saying that some projects might be stymied, like the police department and De La Guerra Plaza. Two interesting things to quote. You know, you couldn't get two projects more on opposite ends of the spectrum than redoing the police department building and doing a facelift on De La Guerra Plaza. There's a couple of crazy things that the redevelopment agency ended up getting their hands into that a lot of people are saying goodbye and good riddance, because of the initial goal of the redevelopment agency was one thing and it kind of morphed into something else. So it's just kind of playing with dollars and shuffling dollars. And it's interesting. I'll be curious to see what Dan Walters has to say about that after the half hour break. Some statistics here. Last week, I gave us kind of year-end statistics with 2010 and 2011, a median price comparison, the number of comparison. We did sell more, about 5% more single-family homes, but the median price dropped 7% from 2010 down to 2011, below 800,000 on that median price. Again, remember, about a third of the listings that sold still sold for about over $1,150,000, maybe 30%. That's been consistent the last few years, but 50% sold below $792,000. A big push in the summer. Over the summer, it was more closer to last year's 2010 median price, around $840,000, $850,000. But it dropped the last couple of months of the year, as you listen here on our weekly multiple listing sales update during the fourth segment of every program. And didn't the previous program refer to his, he called it an episode? Did you catch that? Ed, I meant to ask him about that. You think he's like a Batman series or this episode? So where was I? I don't know. So we, and I looked at the condos, the single family homes, number of sales went up. Condos actually went down. Median price in the condos went down almost 4%. Not quite as much as the single family, went down from 434,000 to 417,000 on the condos from 2010 to 2011. And the median price on single family went from 855,000 to 792,000. And one thing I mentioned was that if you see a different number elsewhere, it's because the multiple listing service includes PUDs, planned unit developments, and that will actually bring the number down, the median price, because in 2011 there were 28 sales on PUDs, and the median price for those 28 sales were $610,000. So I imagine that'll bring down the median price. In 2010, there were almost the same number of sales, 30 PUDs. Median price, $660,000. So it's not right or wrong to include them or not include them, but since they include them, they do it consistently, and that's what I want to do. Just so I want to take a quick look here at some percentages. For some reason, the first week of 2011, I did this. So when I looked at the last year's stats, there it was. So I'll continue. I took a look at inventory and listings that are available under $1 million and listings that happen to be in escrow under $1 million. Now, what's available on the first week of 2012? Single-family homes, Santa Barbara multiple listing service from Carp to Goleta. 45% of all listings are under $1 million. Look at all the listings are available. 45% are under $1 million. And that, since going back to 2007, is a high. So you can say prices have gone down. So if something was worth $1,025,000, now it's worth under $1 million. So the listings reflect that. That's, I guess, one argument. It makes sense. What people are not putting, you know, what segment of the market are deciding not to put their houses for sale, waiting for the market to come back? Is it more the higher end? Is it above $1 million? I would say yes, as a guess. So 45% of all listings, first week of the year 2012, are under $1 million of all the inventory. And if you go back, 2011, it drops down to 39%. Then going back another year, 2010, 36%, backwards 33%, 32%, and to 2007, 29%. So the percentage of all listings under $1 million has gone from 2007, 29%, up to the first week of 2012, 45%. That changes every week, every day, but it does. It's not going to be a huge pendulum switch. It takes time. Now, the second part of this is the percentage of all listings that are in escrow under $1 million. And you might think that we would have the highest percentage this year. I just told you we have the highest percentage of listings under $1 million. We've seen the median price drop. And so the activity is under $1 million and it's under $792,000. But right now, in this point in time, we have 75% of all listings in escrow are under $1 million. We have 176 listings right now, the first week of the year, 2012, 176 listings in escrow. And that's a huge, huge number. If I'm looking back to my stat sheet here, it goes back to 2007, we have more than twice the number of listings in escrow than we had in the first week of 2007. We had 72 listings in escrow the first week of 2007. Now we have 176. Again, it's going to change weekly. But last year at this time, 104 listings in escrow. You know, 104 could have gone to 115, 120 the next week, and 176 could drop down as well. But it doesn't drop that significantly. Now, we had 189 in escrow 2 weeks ago, the 51st week of the year, and dropped down to 178. Now it's 176. So it's a lot of listings in escrow. 176. It represents 30% of all the listings that we have. 30% of them are in escrow. And you get a little more closer and you look at what's under $1 million, almost 50% of the listings under $1 million in escrow. So getting back quickly, what's in escrow? 75% of all listings in escrow are under $1 million. So that's where the action is. And going backwards, last year it was 71%. 2010, at this time, was 79% of all the listings in escrow were under $1 million. And then going backwards, 72% by year, 65%, and 46% in the year 2007 of all listings in escrow were under $1 million. So less than half in 2007, percentage of listings in escrow under $1 million. Today, 75%. Okay, so those are some stats. Under $1 million and a broad view. Again, during the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, we'll do that. After the half-hour break, Dan Walters will be my guest. But we have another segment coming up, which will talk about maybe the Gadsden purchase, or maybe rent skimming, or maybe a little motoring with Mark. We'll try to fit something in. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.